chart, I have to stand on the stool. I just wanted to tell you that I learned something. I was reading the beautiful issue that Charlotte and her friends have put out on healing, and I found that Dr. Max Gerson and I have something in common that I never knew before, besides, of course, our admiration for his great daughter, Charlotte, and also besides of our interest and love of nutrition and our desire to help others with it. It seems that Dr. Gerson had 4 bicycle accidents. He demolished 4 bikes and was barely scratched. This is my first day back. I'm happy to be here. I barely scratched the bike, but I almost demolished myself. So that we have a great deal in common on that. Now, it was my nutrition that helped to bring me through this. I used my wheatgrass all the way through. It helped me bring it through. But in 1973, it did more than just help bring me through. It saved my life, nutrition. We discovered in February of 1973 that I had a tumor in the right breast. They wanted to do a radical mastectomy. Then later the surgeon says, we'll do a radical mastectomy on the left. Then we'll do the ovaries, to remove those. And someplace in there they wanted to throw in the uterus because it was full of fibroid tumors. So that was a complete hysterectomy. Then he says, we'll remove the adrenal glands and later the pituitary glands. Now with this, I had a chance that I might live 1 year, and with all of their help, don't count on it, wasn't likely, but I might possibly drag it out for 5 years. Arne and I looked at that. Now Arne is my husband, for those of you who are not aware. We didn't like the statistics, we did not like the numbers that they were showing us. So we declined the offer. And I told him that if I only had that short of a time to live, I thought I would spend it living, not being taken apart piece by piece with certain death at the end. We started out to research to see what else was available. We felt there must be something out there besides surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy. So we read everything we could get a hold of. We telephoned everybody that we had could think of to call. I ended up in the nutritional field. Now this was several months down the road, from February to August of 1973. I did try a few other things. They were not successful really for me. Each of us respond differently to different things. By August of 1973, I was out to prove the doctors they were right. I was not going to make it through that first year. So we went into our studies and finally went into nutrition. Within 2 weeks after I had got my body detoxified, a lot of it from the drugs that I had been taking, I knew that my life had turned on. I was going to live. It was nothing I can say, this particular thing happened and this particular thing happened. It's just that my body told me, hey, you're going to win. I took 3 years of very intensive therapeutic nutrition. And there are so many signs of cancer that I think that most people are not aware of. I had a lot of them. I was not aware of them myself. One of them is extreme tiredness. I had been tired for several years before I found out what had happened. You get up tired in the morning, maybe more tired than when you go to bed. You have indigestion, my hair changed texture. Of course, I was blaming it on a shampoo I'd used for years. It couldn't be anything else. The eyes get weak, calluses. There are just so many, many things. And one of the most important things you'll find is constipation. You have to keep that bowel clean. That's one of the most important things of getting the body well. So when we went into nutrition, all of these things disappear. This is what you're going to find when you start giving that body the good things to eat, the things that it needs and can assimilate and can use, that it's not going to do anything but respond to you. We're interested here a great deal in cancer because of Dr. Gerson's work, because of my experience, but we also find that nutrition is not that selective, that we've also watched it work with hypoglycemia, diabetes, arthritis, rheumatism. It really doesn't matter that much when you get your own body to working for you. Now you'll find that people are going to say, I can't eat that kind of food, it's yucky. Because they're so used to walking into the Jack in the Box with their hamburger and their French fried potatoes, they get adjusted to this diet. You know, we're conditioned from the time we're children on how we eat. We tell our little ones, you clean out your plate and you can have some ice cream. Or if you're a good girl, I'll give you a lollipop. Until it becomes to the stage that these are the things that are important to us. So during the first year that we attempt and change our life, whether it's because we just want to, or whether because, like some of us, there was a need to, a lot of it is not only willpower, but psychological. We have to retrain our thoughts, our sights, and recondition ourselves, and it's not easy to do. The first year is usually the hardest, but you can make it through if you want to. I usually tell people, hey, when that is out there, whether it's that dish of ice cream, which we all know commercial ice cream is nothing but chemicals, that if that's what's bothering you, or if it's that hamburger I mentioned earlier, put it on the table if you have it literally. If not, imagine it there. Then put yourself next to it and decide which is the most important. I was selfish enough, and I'm happy to see a lot of other people here that were selfish enough to choose themselves. You can, when we have watched people that could not do this, we have watched people die because they would not make the effort to help themselves. And no one can do it for you. You have to do it yourself. It's unfortunate that we can't have somebody say, well, I will do this and it will benefit you. But you have to do your own body. Nutrition is something, and a holistic thing. There are so many things involved in making the body well, as you'll find when you're even studying the Gersons here, that it is more than just nutrition. It's a combination of what you put on the outside of your body as well as inside. What I used, my therapy, was mostly 100% raw foods. Seeds, no nuts, and to this day I use no sugar in any form, that includes honey for myself. I use no oils, I use no animal products whatsoever. And a lot of people say, how can you live? It's amazing how many beautiful fruits and vegetables are out there for you to live on. There are many different ways to fix them. As you can learn just reading some of the natural recipe books, there are beautiful ways of fixing these. If you only want to do one really good thing for yourself, and just to help your body and you have no real problems, if you give up the sugars and give up the salts, you have given yourself one big step on the road to health. I can go back and eat the wrong foods, and I have done it, and end up with a problem again. I'm not the only one that has done that or ever will do it. Our bodies may rebel in a different way, a different time. But you can go back and give the body the wrong food, and it will respond wrong for you. One of the most important things in my program that Narm mentioned here, Narm Fritz, was a substance called wheatgrass. This is nothing but what God gave us to plant in the fields. Hard, red, winter wheat that is planted and grown into a grass. We juice it and drink it. I admit, I don't find it the most palatable drink in the world, and I don't love it. I would not run down just because I was ecstatic about having a glass of wheatgrass. But it gives you good energy. It's very healing. It helps to send oxygen to those cells, which is one thing us cancer people have. We need extra oxygen to our cells. It's a good food, but it's only one part of the whole program. There's the rest of it is the rest of the foods that you eat. You'll find lots of books here on the exhibits out there that will help you in that aspect. It's what you put on the outside of your body, as I mentioned. If you'll notice, I am not wearing any cosmetics at all. I gave them up because of the petroleum products involved. It's very, very difficult to find anything. Even your lipsticks that you'll go to the health food store and you'll find they'll usually have a propylene glycol in, which is an emulsifier that is used and is a petrol base. So I gave them up completely. One thing you're going to find that will delight you on the nutritional program is that you feel terrific. I feel better today than I've ever felt in my life. I was 45 years old when they discovered that I had cancer and that I might live the extra year. I will have my 55th birthday in just about another month. Well, not another month, 6 months. I'm thinking it's the summertime already. So I think that's a long 6 months, and I can only recommend that if you don't want to do anything else, for those of you that are frightened of the surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy, remember, you've lived with that cancer for a long time before you came to the lump or bump stage. And a few more weeks, a month, is not going to change your outlook that much to try the nutritional aspect. I was frightened when I went on to it, because you don't know. What, it's something different we're not used to. It was a gamble I took, I won, and I've watched a lot of other people take the same gamble, and I've watched them win. So when you have that decision to make, my suggestion is always try nutrition before you do anything, because you cannot always reverse it. If you take the drugs first, if you take the chemotherapy, lots of it, sometimes it will do enough damage the body cannot respond to really work the way you want it to respond. At the end of a month, 6 weeks, whatever you choose to do it, if you don't like what nutrition has done for you, you can go out and do all the surgery you want, all the radiation you want, and all the chemotherapy you want. You are not cutting yourself off. So all you're doing is giving yourself a chance before you make a decision on which way to go. I'm going to cut my talk a little short here because they're running a little late, but I just want you to know that any of you that are in a problem of some sort and you need help with nutrition at all, please give it consideration. We're very proud of what the Gersons are doing here. They work very hard in the convention, and I think we all owe them a great big hand for what they're doing.
Thank you, Edie Mae.